all these houses are built up off the ground, aren't they? I mean, that's pretty common around here to have them.
Yeah, well, after Camille, they put out, we had to build it off, we had to build our home on piles, and then they just went ahead and let the people build the way they wanted to.
Well,
you know?
Cigarettes out.
Oh, okay.
Had to build up off, that was the rules of...
That was the rules of our plaque on the Parish Council Commission, honey. And for the insurance and all, understand.
How high off the ground do you have to build?
Just like we are now, this is a regular 10. I think it's 10 feet.
But after that, they changed.
They changed the rule after, yeah, and they built the way they wanted to.
This, you'll be protected from the floods this way, but not.
Not for nothing else, honey. Just water mostly
to
protect you, you know.
Say if you grew a lot of cotton or sugar cane or something, you'd say that would be planted in a...
I don't know nothing about sugar cane
or
cotton,
well,
honey.
Well, a big area. They call that a cotton...
Cotton field.
Uh-huh. What about something smaller than a field? Like maybe just sweet potatoes. They say a sweet potato...
Patch.
Uh-huh. And, so you know more about farming than you thought you did.
Well... I learned quite a few things after, but I mean, I never was no farmer myself, honey.
Uh-huh. Say if you wanted to break the ground up to get ready for planting, you'd break it up with a
plow.
Uh-huh. What about something, did you ever hear of anything that had teeth in it that would break the
ground?
Arrow. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandfather, my uncle's used to have that.
What about the, you know, when you're, well, you said you didn't know anything about cotton, but did you ever hear of when you raise cotton and you get out with the hoe and you thin the cotton out, sort of? Did you ever hear an expression for that? What people say they were doing?
Hold a cotton?
Uh-huh. What about chopping cotton or scraping cotton? Did you ever hear that?
I heard of picking cotton.
Uh-huh. What kind of grass grows up around here that people don't want, that they...
Wire grass and Johnson grass.
What's wire grass like?
It's thick and it's hard to get rid of. It's green. It's real pretty, but it's just hard to get rid of it. It
uh-huh.
just takes over everything, whatever you plant, you know.
You said your husband has a garden?
Yeah, we have a garden. You can see our garden from the window. Would you like to see it?
Sow it and just keep the grass out of it. Not hard.
What the kind of fences do people used to have around their yards or their gardens?
The only fences I know would you keep with cattle, honey, is barbed wire.
Uh-huh.
I don't know any.
Yeah, barbed wire.
Barbed wire is for cattle.
Did you ever see a fence made out of boards?
Or picket.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Picket fence.
How would you make them? Were they pointed at the top?
Yes.
Would they be nailed together or woven together?
Nailed.
Mm-hmm. What about kind of a real old-fashioned fence that would go in and out like this?
Picket? No,
mm-mm.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a rail fence or a snake and rider fence?
Mm-mm.
And if you wanted to set up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
For the posts.
Uh-huh. And then you'd take the wire and nail it to a...
Nail it to the posts.
Uh-huh. You'd stretch it from one...
Stretch it, that's right.
How did they do that?
They take a roll of barbed wire, honey, and just stretch it along, tack it as you go. That's all I know.